ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनपतिं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकाम् ईश्वरीम्। The 100th shloka, Shankara spoke about the various sadhanas. He said he'll be explaining various sadhanas that will help a person, that will help a person in realizing Brahman through knowledge. So, jnanam, that knowledge which would help a seeker, that knowledge which will destroy ajnanam, thereby make a seeker realize Brahman, that jnanam I will teach you as to how to achieve it, how to make it practical, how to experience that knowledge. That's what Shankara said in the 100th shloka. And he said in order to do that, he'll explain 15 steps and a person has to put them into practice, thereby have nididhyasanam or contemplation of Brahman at all times. So whatever be the sadhana that he says, it is nididhyasanam or contemplation on Brahman achieved through each of those steps. That is what is the purpose. So when a person does the sadhana, the 15 steps he is going to tell, and with focus on Brahman, focus on Brahman, so contemplating on Brahman he does those sadhanas, then he will very easily realize Brahman. So that is the importance of nididhyasanam. As to why is nididhyasanam essential, nididhyasanam or abhyasam, practicing the sadhana, practicing various sadhanas that help a person in remembering Brahman, in remembering the ultimate reality of Brahman. That is jnana nishtha. It is termed in Vedanta as jnana nishtha. So knowing that Brahman alone is there, trying to contemplate on Brahman, trying to always reside in Brahman, trying to focus on Brahman, fix one's mind on Brahman, that is called jnana nishtha. That is called nididhyasanam, and without nididhyasanam a person cannot realize Brahman. Nididhyasanam is essential to realize, essential to experience one's own nature of Brahman. So the importance of nididhyasanam, in the previous shloka, in the 100th shloka, he said that sada karyam nididhyasanam evatu. Nididhyasanam has to be followed at all times. And as to why a person has to do it, what is the purpose of nididhyasanam, what is the real purpose of nididhyasanam, that Shankara says in the 101st shloka, 101 shloka, he gives the reason as to what is the importance of nididhyasanam, why a person has to do nididhyasanam. So each of those sadhana, we can do those sadhanas or whatever he is going to tell, or any sadhana in the world we can do without remembering Brahman. We can go on chanting Lalita Sahasranama or Vishnu Sahasranama without even remembering Brahman, without remembering Nirguna Parabrahman, that Devi who is present everywhere, without remembering that Devi, without remembering Brahman who is Devi, we can chant Lalita Sahasranama, we can chant Vishnu Sahasranama. But what would happen is, such people, when they end up lying in the bed, or in death bed we can say, they are awaiting death and they cannot do any activity because their sense organs have become weakened. Their sense organs are no longer active or functional like it is for a young person. So what happens is, they cannot chant Lalita Sahasranama, they cannot read Lalita Sahasranama, therefore they become sad because of it. It's the same case when a person learns when a person goes to various great Mahatmas, great professors and learns Shastra, yet doesn't know what Vedanta is. So those are people who claim to have learned the scriptures, yet argue for different things which scriptures doesn't propound. So the most common thing that we find is people arguing about marriage, arguing about worldly pleasures, forgetting the truth that scriptures propound. So it's easy to speak about Brahman, it's very easy to learn some Shastra, learn some scriptures and gain some knowledge, Paroksha Jnanam, Siddhanta Jnanam, or intellectual knowledge, and then preach. So whenever it is there, everything is Maya. What is there? Everything is Brahman. Since everything is Brahman, I can do anything I want. So such an attitude will happen. So Shastras will be quoted but will not be followed. Such are fools. Like Yoga Vasishta compares such people with donkeys carrying the load of Vedas. Chaturtha Vedyapi Yo Viprahat Suksukshmam Brahmana Vindati Vedabhara Bharakrantaha Savai Brahmana Gardabaha Chaturtha Vedyapi Yo Viprahat. Those people who have learned the four Vedas, susukshmam brahmana vindati, yet they haven't apprehended, they haven't experienced susukshmam brahma, the very subtle, really subtle brahman, anoraniyan mahato mahiyan. So the atman or brahman is smaller than the smallest and bigger than the biggest. So it is so subtle. Such subtle Brahman they haven't learned. They have learned all the four Vedas, they can quote all the four Vedas, yet they don't know Brahman. And so what are they? Veda Bhara Bharakrantaha, carrying the load of Vedas. Savai Brahmana Gardabaha, they are Brahmin donkeys carrying the load of Vedas. So such are people who are not doing Nitidhyasanam, who think they are learning, think they are practicing Vedanta, yet they don't know even a little bit of Vedanta, because Vedanta is nothing but knowing that Brahman alone is present here. The moment we forget Brahman, then it's not Vedanta. The moment we remember Brahman, then even if we are doing, we are drinking alcohol, thinking about Brahman, then it is Vedanta. It is practical Vedanta. But we tend to forget it. Oh, drinking alcohol, that's not good, that's not right. How can you say drinking alcohol or such bad activities are part of Jnana Nishta, part of Nididhyasanam, part of Vedanta? It's not my words. Apichet sudhuracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadureva samantavyah samyag vyavasitohi sah. In the 9th chapter, Krishna says, Apischet suduracharo duracharam. It's a common word in Hindi as well as many other languages. Duracharam, bad activities, bad conduct. Suduracharam, su is added there to say that it's a peak. So the utmost bad activities a person does. Apischet suduracharo, but bhajate mam ananya bhak. Without any other thought, he is doing my bhajanam. Without any other thought, we have already discussed ananya bhajanam doesn't mean that we shouldn't be doing worldly activities, we shouldn't be having any other thoughts, but it only means that one part of the mind is concentrating on Brahman. So internally everything is focused on Brahman. Whatever is seen externally, that is converted internally as Brahman, because internally the thought that even as in Windows or any other operating system, there are background processes going on that are commonly running, and we can consider it as explorer.exe, the common the exe file, that runtime file which is really the basis of Windows itself running. So that's the background process, yet it's the basis for all actions. Similarly, this thought about Brahman being everything, Brahman being the reality, Brahman being the substratum of illusory world, that is there in the background, that is the basis for all actions. All actions, all we can say sense grasping or like sensual perception is converted into Brahman, converted into Namarupam in Brahman internally. So that is Ananya Bhajanam. So Bhajate Maam Ananya Bhag, such a person who worships me, yet he does the worst action that is possible in the world. Sadureva Samantavyaha. Sadureva Samantavyaha. Sadureva Mantavyaha. He has to be considered as a sadhu. Sadhu eva. Sadhu alone. He has to be considered a sadhu. He has to be considered a sadhaka. He is the real sadhaka. Why? Samyak vyavasitohi saha. Because samyak, clear, clarity of intellect is there for him. His intellect is clear because he is always remembering me. So that is what Krishna says about alcohol or any bad activity. That's why the Dharmavyada or the butcher in Mahabharatam is quite famous. He was doing the job of butchering. Butchering is one of the worst job that we can say. Go and speak about meat or chicken to any Brahmins or the so-called Brahmins, then they'll start exploding. Oh, this is not good, that is not good. Yet, go to their house, what would happen? They'll be butchering themselves and their children's and relatives' lives. So, it's butchering of a different kind, trying to put restraints, trying to restrict people, trying to spoil people by, in the name of Dharma, in the name of scriptures, in the name of religion. So they are real butchers, but still speak about any non-vegetarian person, then they explode saying, oh, that is not good. So that's why Krishna clearly says that it is not the activity that matters, it is the attitude. If a person is doing Ananya Bhajanam, then that is the greatest thing. So even when a person is doing bad activities, if he is able to remember Brahman, that is Vedantam. That is real Vedantam. It's not Vedantam if a person goes and learns Advaita Siddhi or any other work just to blabber about Brahman with somebody. While talking with someone, oh, everything is Brahman, everything is Maya, and all those big words. Speaking all those big words, yet when it comes to one's own life, when it comes to one's own children, then there is no Vedantam. There cannot be any Vedantam because Vedanta doesn't say this. So twist Vedanta to one's own needs, yet forgetting the reality of Brahman. That is, those are people like compared to donkeys. So Shankara also says the same thing in his Maya Panchakam. So here, there also he says that Shruti Shat Nigamanta Shodakanapi Ahaha Dhanadi Nidarshanena Sadhyaha Kalushayati Chatushpadadyabhinnantu Agadita Gatana Patiyasi Maya. Maya, what is the effect of Maya? Agadita Gatana Patiyasi Maya. Maya is that which makes the impossible possible. We can easily understand Brahman, which is one alone. It is seen as the unreal world. It is seen as the temporary world. Maya makes it appear that the world is real. Maya makes it appear as if the world has come from Brahman. The temporary world has come from permanent Brahman. Maya makes it appear that we are bound by body. We are bound by people. We are bound by the objects or things around us. That is Maya. And Shruti Shatta Nigamanta Shodakan. For a person who is analyzing hundreds of scriptures, not only analyzing, he is giving prabhashanam, he is speaking about hundreds of scriptures. Ah ha ha, Shankara is laughing there. Why? Dhanadi nidarshanena sadhyaha. Dhanadi nidarshanena, into distractions of wealth, money, people, etc. Sadhyaha, very soon, what does it do? Kalushayati, it deludes a person into wealth, money, power, etc. very soon. And then what, it does it stop there? No. Chatushpadadi abhinnan, it makes them equal to four-legged creatures who, like, just going by passions, just binding things, just getting bound by the world, just getting deluded into the world and not letting others also escape. So it's like telling, okay, I haven't learned Brahman, therefore you also shouldn't learn Brahman. I married, therefore you also should marry. I did this, therefore you also have to do it. You cannot escape. So it's the famous story of the Indian crabs. Like once a ship came with a load of various crabs. So all crabs like were put into different boxes or containers, and a person was watching it from the shore, like on the deck or whatever we can say. So he saw that all except one box was covered. So only one box was not covered. So he was surprised. Why is it that one box is not covered? And even though it is not covered, none of the crabs are escaping. They are still the same. So he was totally surprised. Then he asked a person near him. He asked his friend that as to what is there in that? Oh, those are crabs from India. Those are Indian crabs. Oh, what is the speciality? Why don't they lock the box? Because when one crab tries to escape, the other crab will pull it. So that is the importance of speciality of Indian crabs, that one crab will not let the other escape, because it's not about one's own escape, it's about the other person. So there are many jokes or comic things regarding that. So once a person, so many people don't know. They don't know the scriptures yet. They think they know. By learning some scriptures and then by hearting, mugging up and all, they think they know. So there are different stories to illustrate it. We won't enter into them. But the main point or the emphasis or the import in mentioning all those shlokas which speak about real knowledge is that Nididhyasanam or real Nididhyasanam or Vedantic Nididhyasanam is when a person is remembering Brahman. Just because a person learns some shlokas, he repeats them and then just quotes them, that doesn't make him follow Vedanta. That is not Nididhyasanam. Nididhyasanam is when a person is focusing on Brahman. So it doesn't matter what the sadhana is. There are n number of sadhanas. There are too many sadhanas that we can speak about. So some may suit few people, some may not suit few people. So it depends. It depends from person to person. But what is really required from a person, what is the real sadhana or the underlying sadhana of all sadhana, if we can call sadhana of all sadhanas, that is remembering Brahman. So remove Brahman, then it is an illusion. A person is in an illusion. If Brahman is there, then he is in bliss. So he is on way or on the path or in the path to realize Brahman. Forget Brahman, then whatever be the sadhana, even if it is realize, even if it is chanting or even preaching or discussing Vedanta, it won't help. So that is the real purpose of Nididhyasanam. So without Nididhyasanam here, it's good to remember that Nididhyasanam, again and again emphasis, we have to emphasize on Nididhyasanam, because the real import of Nididhyasanam, that we have to remember Brahman, because most of the people in the world forget it. So though they may learn things, they may go to various satsangas, go to prabhashanam, they will discuss with people a lot, daily basis they will discuss, yet they will not know anything because they are not putting anything into practice. So unless a person does sadhana, remembering Brahman, so remembering or contemplating on Brahman at all times, that alone will help. But for some people, in order to do that, a person has to do various other sadhanas like Lalita Sahasranama, chanting, japam, dhyanam, japam, tapam, dhyanam, etc. So those are required for few people in order to gain conviction. But whenever a person is doing sadhana, or whatever sadhana a person is doing, he still has to remember Brahman. Unless he remembers Brahman, then those sadhanas are not nididhyasana. If he remembers Brahman, then even if he is doing the job of butchering chicken or whatever it is, that is a sadhana, that is nididhyasana, that is real nididhyasana. So Shankara in the 101 shloka speaks about as to why nididhyasana is to be done. Nithyabhyasa drite praptihi na bhavet sachidatmanah tasmad brahma nididhyaset jinyasu shreyase chiram. Kathopanishad speaks about two paths. It speaks about a couple of paths. When Nachiketa goes and asks Yama to teach him about the other world, so Yama says there are two paths for a person. One is called the Preyo Margam, and the other is Shreyo Margam. One is Shreyo and one is Preyo. Preyaha means that which is attractive. So Preyo Margam is attractive. That means the path of sense enjoyment. So that which is attractive to our sense organs. So in the first glance or the first contact, the objects of the world look beautiful. They attract a person. So that is the attractive way, attractive path, or Preyo Margam, wherein a person goes behind sense objects. And the other is Shreyo Margam. Shreyas means moksham, or permanence is the word meaning of Shreyas. So permanent bliss, the path which gives us permanent bliss, that is called Shreyo Margam. Preyo Margam looks or will appear as if it is good in the beginning. So Krishna himself says in the 18th chapter that the spiritual path will appear to be tough, will appear to be like poison in the beginning, but it will be nectar at the end. Similarly, the Preyo Margam looks attractive, it looks as if it is nectar, but we know that the more and more we enjoy sensual pleasures, the more and more our desires will grow. Not only that, our desires will grow, our sense organs will become weak. That is the reason why Vedanta speaks about refraining from sensual pleasures, trying to reduce sensual pleasures, because our sense organs, when our sense organs are indulging in sensual pleasures, then it will not be able to focus. The intellect will not have enough power to focus on Brahman. So if a person has to focus on Brahman in his mind or intellect, then initially he has to withdraw the sense organs so that he is not concentrating on sense objects or sensual pleasures. But once a person does the sadhana, he goes on experiencing, he goes on practicing sadhana, then he will feel that, okay, even when the sense organs are experiencing or enjoying sensual pleasures, yet his mind is able to contemplate on Brahman. But that is an advanced state. Initially, it won't be possible. So that's the reason why Vedanta says about refraining from sensual pleasures, all kinds of sensual pleasures. So the more and more we enjoy sensual pleasures, the more and more we become weak. That is the reason why when a person indulges in various activities, then he becomes weak. So that's also another reason why brahmacharyam, or refraining from sexual activity, is mentioned as one of the path, because the more a person enters into sexual activities, the more tired or weak he becomes. And the more weaker he becomes, the lesser he'll be able to contemplate on Brahman. So sensual pleasures will not only lead us to sorrow, but they'll also, like, we can say, they will churn out energy from our body, energy from our mind. So, though they appear to be nectar in first glance, later we'll find that they are poison. But the Shreyomargam, it looks as if like poison. So it is tough. It is very tough to follow. It's really tough to follow because there are routines, there are disciplines and all those things. So it appears like poison, but finally we will end up with bliss or nectar in the end. So Krishna, as Krishna says about the Shreya and the Preya is different, same Kathopanishad also says. So Shankara says here Shreyase. So Shreyase Chiram. So Shreyase. If a person wants to attain Shreyas, if a person wants to attain moksha, if a person wants to gain knowledge and be blissful at all times, Chiram. So Shreyase Chiram. Chiram means in due time. So Chiram means after a long amount of practice, that's the meaning there. So Shreyase Jijnyasuhu, for Jijnyasus, for people who are seeking knowledge, who are seeking bliss, for them, in order to achieve Shreyas, in order to achieve moksha, in order to achieve Anandam, they have to Brahma Nididhyase, they have to do Nididhyasanam of Brahman. They have to always contemplate on Brahman. And Nitya Abhyasa Rute, Rute, without Nitya Abhyasam, without constant contemplation, without practice of various sadhanas, which help a person in doing Brahma Nididhyasanam, Na Bhavet Satchidatmanah Praptihi. Na Bhavet will not happen. What will not happen? Satchidatmanah Praptihi. Attaining or attainment of Satchidatmanah, or realization of that Atman, Satchidananda Swarupa Atman, which is Shreyase, which is Moksham. So if a person wants to realize Brahman, if a person wants to realize his own nature of Satchidanandam, then, or Shreyas, Moksham or liberation, then he has to do Nitya Abhyasam. And Nitya Abhyasam will lead a person to do Brahma Nididhyasanam. It will help in Brahma Nididhyasanam. The sadhanas that Shankara is going to tell, Shankara is going to explain, will help a person in contemplating on Brahman more and more. So those are sadhanas that are normal activities or that like activities of Japa, Dhyana, etc. But they will be focused on Brahman. So even though Shankara gives 15 examples, 15 steps, 15 steps which has to be constantly followed, Nitya Abhyasam, in order to gain Brahma Nididhyasanam or, and finally to Jnana Nishtha or Moksham, we can take it that it doesn't matter what activity or what sadhana we do, but we have to remember to focus Brahman. So we have to remember to bring in Brahman whatever we are doing. So the sadhana that we are doing like Dhyanam or chanting, that will give us some happiness, but the moment we bring in Brahman there, it will give us real happiness. It will increase the time when we experience or we gain a glimpse of the bliss, which is the nature of the Atman. So for a person to gain moksha, for a person to realize Satchidatman, person has to do Brahma Nididhyasanam, and Brahma Nididhyasanam becomes easy, becomes simple or constant when a person does Abhyasam, Nitya Abhyasam, or constant practice of various sadhanas. So that sadhanas is what Shankara is going to explain in the next shlokas. But in short, Nididhyasanam or Brahma Nididhyasanam is essential because that alone can give us moksham. That can take us to the state of Shreyas or Parama Anandam. And if we have to do that, so Nididhyasanam is essential. And for a person to be able to live in Nididhyasanam, ever live in Jnana, Jnana Nishtha, a person has to do these sadhanas constantly. Therefore, that is the importance of Nididhyasanam and these sadhanas. So these sadhanas will help us in Nididhyasanam, in contemplating always on Brahman, And contemplation on Brahman at all times will, or Nididhyasanam will lead us to Jnanam or Jnana Nishta or Aparoksha Jnanam. Aparoksha Anubhavam will happen when a person does Nididhyasanam. So whatever he has explained till now, he has given us Jnanam, or we can say Jnanam or Paroksha Jnanam. So person has to gain Vijnanam, gain experience, gain Aparoksha Jnanam, which will in turn remove Ajnanam completely. So Ajnanam is not completely removed by Siddhanta Jnanam or Paroksha Jnanam or Jnanam. Ajnanam can be removed only by Vijnanam, or experience of that knowledge, implementing it in life, or Aparoksha Anubhavam. That Aparoksha Anubhavam will happen only when we do Nididhyasanam. And Nididhyasanam will become easy, will become easily accomplished when a person does the sadhana that Shankara is going to speak about. We'll see, we'll enter into the sadhanas in the next day. Hare Krishna.